Bless you, Brother Larry. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that God has opened up new doors and new opportunities for you. The Lord says, stay focused. Someone is going to try to take advantage of you, take credit for something, but be at peace. This could be something at work, but be at peace. They could try to bring some problems. The enemy would try to bring problems at work. Stay focused and stay centered and know that what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it for good. God says, control and master stress, master your emotions. For the Lord says, don't let fear have its place in thee. This is a season and time to stay in the word of the Lord, stay in his presence, study and stay in his word, for there's much wisdom in you. God says, don't let the gifts that I have put inside of thee go to the waste and fall to the wayside, because what you don't use, you're going to lose. So God says it's time for you to begin to step out and move forward, because God says that there are people that you are supposed to be touching. And as you do that, you're going to begin to see new success coming into your life. Man of God, we need to set up a one-on-one. We need to set up a one-on-one. It's time for you to move to the next level and the next season. God says some things that you've been dreaming about can begin to materialize for you, but you're going to have to make a concrete decision on what you want to do. I see financial gains. I see sales. I see marketing all around you. But the Lord says you're procrastinating and you're moving a little bit too slow. And so God said it's time for you to get up, be about, and make things happen. Make things happen. For this is a season where the Lord said, I shall lead you by my spirit, for know that I have given thee great wisdom, man of God. Thank you, Brother Larry.
Larry Nicholson, yes. Birmingham, Alabama.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's a release happening for you. God is saying that he's going to turn something around, something to do with an automobile. Also, God is saying that he's going to remove the pressure as well. And I hear God saying that there is a word in your mouth that has to come forth. God is saying don't procrastinate in this season. God is saying for you not to look back and not to go backwards. But God is saying that your release is in the now, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my brother. I just hear God saying there's favor in some paperwork that you're going to be dealing with. I see favor around legal matters. I see God bringing forth the word of the Lord that is in you, out of you. I see you beginning to stand forth as a community leader. And you're going to begin to mentor and reach out to the youth within the community. God says you're not going to look back. You're not going to shrink back, but you're going to move forward. And you're going to go forward as a lion in a tribe. The great roaring of the lion that is within you is going to come forth. God says you shall speak mightily to his people, and you will be a great leader in the community. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Larry. I hear the word of the Lord saying, strut. Now, man of God, God says he's giving you a new strut in this season. Whatever strut means to you, I just hear Father God saying he's changing your walk, he's changing your talk, he's changing your posture. Now, Father God is speaking to me about relationship and partnership. What is going on with relationship and partnership with you in this season, man of God?
Well, I just got married. I made it third.
You got married on May the 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. You got married on May the 3rd. I don't know why God is speaking. Now, just tell you, you said that. How long did you know this person? I don't know why God is bringing this up. How long did you know this person?
About 4 or 5 months.
Okay. Man of God, I'm just going to repeat what Bishop said to you earlier. Were you on the phone line, or I don't know. Your gracious brother, Larry Nicholson, you need to have a one-on-one with Bishop and I. There's some things God wants to speak to you off the line. And I just hear Father God saying this is going to be a new season of breakthrough, a new season of harvest. Yet Father God says, there's some things concerning. Are you in your own business, man of God?
Well, I'm doing ministry work.
Right. Are you in your own business, though?
No.
Okay. I hear Father God saying entrepreneurship and business. Are you doing anything around construction or buildings or real estate in this season, man of God?
No.
Okay. I hear Father God says write it down and make it plain, because I'm looking at you. Had you had a desire to open a school for boys?
No.
Okay, well, I'm looking at you mentoring. I'm looking at you pouring out into young men. I'm looking at some things you walked through, and you said, I don't want other people, other men to go through this. What is this? Is this counseling? What is this, man of God?
I got a BS in relation to counseling.
You have a what in counseling?
A BS.
A BS in counseling. Well, this is the, I'm going to say this, and then I'm just going to let it go. You have to manifest for that one-on-one, because Father God says what you've been praying for is there for you. So I don't know, you got a BS in counseling, but what are you doing with it, man of God?
Well, I do counseling.
Right. Do you counsel young men?
A few, not a whole lot.
Okay. Well, Father God says there's a mandate on your life for the young men. Father God says get on your mark, get set, and get ready to go. There's also a call for prison ministry. Have you began to go into the prison?
Not yet.
Yeah. Father God says set up the one-on-one. So you'll call Bishop back and find out how, what the one-on-one entails, because you're, I see the building, I see the young men. God says it's overdue. God says get up. Take up your bed and walk, man of God, for God has thrust you forward. And God said, it's your season and it's your time. And that's the word of the Lord, man of God.